Okay, we're in Perek Beis in Hilchos Trumos. The Rambam now is going to talk about, for most of the Perek, what substances, what foods and produce are chayiv in Truma. All right, so, and Alach Aleph, he says, Kol Ocho Adam HaNishmar Shegidula Min Aretz Chayiv B'Truma. Okay, so we must, any person who has produce that is guarded, okay, and we'll get to what that means, what basically means it's owned, that comes from the ground is chayiv in Truma. And the mitzvah is to separate from that the first of it, so to speak, or the first part to the Kohen. Okay, so what is he from the Pasuk? Dagan and Tirosh, Yitzar are grain and wine, oil. Machal b'nei Adam. So these are things that people eat. They're fit for human consumption. Ugidula min aretz, and they grow from the ground. The Yishlo Bailim, and has ownership, Shenemar Diggan Echa, it's yours, Af Kol Kiyotze Behen, anything like that, Chai B'Trumot Tzvachim Maestros. Okay, so again, what's the, as was going to serve us for the entire parak, what's the basis, or what's the rules of what's Chai B'Trumot? So it has to be Machal B'Ni Adam, food that's fit for human consumption, Gidula Min Aretz, it grows from the ground, and Yishlo Bailim, it has owners. Okay, so right off the bat, the Rambam starts in Halacha Beis with Hakarshinin, which basically is a type of bean that it was grown for animals. Afish and machal adam, even though human beings don't normally eat it. Hol of Oakland Osan Bishane Reavon Chayiv B'Truma Maestros. So normally I wouldn't eat these types of beans, but if there were a famine, okay, during a time of famine, people would eat these kind of beans. That's still Chayiv B'Truma Maestro. Haseya Ve'ezov Akornis Shazara Metchil Adam Chayiv Maestro V'Chin Chayotzim Hem. So azov, hyssop, these are different kinds of plants that normally would not be eaten by people, but let's say it was originally planted for the purpose of human consumption. It's chayv meiser. Zorlam achav hema, if you planted it for animal food, apish and nimlach, even if I change my mind, the chashav le'en adam, right, and I decide after I plant them that I want to use them for human consumption, kishayim uchubarin, when they are still attached to the ground, peturin, shemachsheves chibor inoklum. So you're punter from it because while the plant is growing, we don't care what the guy thinks. Aluma elehan bechatzer. Okay, but let's say these aluma land is important by Svichin and Shemitah. Let's say these things grew on their own. Okay. Imi chatzer hamishameres perosa. All right. Let's say it's a chatzer where we guard it. We keep an eye on what grows there. Harelu chayavin. They'd be chayav and true meiser. Shistamam la'adam. They ain't mishameres perosa apertura. But let's say it grows in a chatzer on its own, that's not normally, so to speak, watched or guarded, then it'd be patur from Truma Meiser. Alacha Gimel. Zeroni Gina She'ena Ne'acholim. Okay, so seeds that are in vegetable gardens that aren't eaten could go in Zera Lepas, Zera Lefes, Zera Tznom, Zera Basalim, for instance, onion seeds or radish seeds, Zeotzeben, Peturim in the Truma and a Meiser, Svidei She'ena Ne'ochol Adam. Since people don't eat it, it's patur from Truma Meiser. About Ketzach, Chayev Truma, what do you call it? Meiser. Ketzach is caraway seeds, a different kind of seed. That would be chayev in Truma and Maisros. Okay, tomorrow shall tilton, v'shal chadar, v'shal pool lavan, v'shal tzlof, v'akafrisin, shal tzlof, keturim, v'nei she'en a pri. So you have these things like mustard seeds and these capers, caper bushes, the kafrisin is a very famous case. These are all putter because they're not considered produce. So ed varamur, v'shal zaran lezera. My intention to plant them is for the purpose of seeds. About zaran leyerek, let's say I plant them for the purpose of produce. Harei l'chayavim, they're chayev in Truma Maiser. So too, the caper bush grows these little berries. Those berries would be chayiv in Truma Maiser because they are considered produce. Halacha hey, kusbar, which we know when we go shopping, coriander, shazara lazera, yuraka, patam in a Truma Maisros. So if it's planted for the purpose of seeds, it's produce, it's vegetable, so to speak, it's patam in Truma Maiser. Zara liyarek, but if I planted it for the purpose of a vegetable, not for Truma Maisros, min yurakos min azara. Then I'd have to separate Truma Maiser both from the seed and the vegetable itself. Bechein hasheves, okay, which is dill, shezara lazera, yaraka pater. Zara liyarek, misaseres, zara liyarek. Same as before. Ve'ena misaseres, zarin. Okay, but we don't go ahead and take Truma right from, what do you call it, the husks of the seeds. Zara lazarin, mafresh Truma Maisros, but if I did it for that purpose, then I do separate Truma Maiser, Minazara, Minirak, Minazara. Then I separate from all three. V'chein ha-shechalim, okay, which is cress of agargar, shazaran lazara, misashrim, misyarak, yarak. All right, so too when it comes to this type of, another type of herb type thing, If I plant it for the purpose of the seed, I have to do mice, truma mice, both the seed and the vegetable, the produce, ketsad, misasrin, lezera, leyark, shim, leket, hayarek, leoklo. If I gather it, the vegetable to eat, mafish, truma maestros, I would separate truma maestros, ba'achach yochal, then I'm eat from it. Ukusha yavesh, when it gets dry, the yesof, hazera shalo, mafish, min azera. And when it dries out, and then I start collecting the seed part, then I would separate from the seeds for trumas and maestros. Lachaba. Hayarakos, now when it comes to vegetables, afish, hey, machal adam, even though vegetables obviously are fit for human consumption, they're not chayiv and meiser. Only midirabanan. The vishen emar, but maasar tevuas zaracha tevuach yod tzeba. So it has to be like grain. Aval yirakos ain't bechal v'tevua. But we know that vegetables are not considered part of grain. We've seen this already. V'chein yirali shehu dinim b'truma. And the Rambam assumes, even though the Torah only says meiser, he says it must be applied to truma as well. Shrein emar ba, because it says by truma, digancha tirosh levitzracha kol adoma leilu. Aval truma siyarak midirayim kameiser. Right. So vegetables are not like grain and wine and oil. That's why they're pater midoraisa from truma meiser, but they are chayef midorabana. Halacha zayin. Emar fish and truma meiser min yarek v'chutz la'aretz. We do not separate out truma meiser from any produce grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, meaning outside of Israel, like in America. But if you look at Kol Mishar Marnish Mafrish and Meisros, even places where we said we would still be Mafrish Meisros, v'chein yarek habam v'chutz la'aretz. Let's say I bring a vegetable, a produce from America, and I import it into Israel. Afi sheyesh afar ba'akira. Even though there's actually some earth connected to the roots of these plants, hareza pater. That's still pater of trumas maestros v'lo gazra lo. The Rabbana did not make him takan on that. Hatzvuah v'kitnis, so grains and legumes, shazar and liyarek, that we plant for the purpose of vegetables. Batla daita yitzav adam, liyarek shalem pater. We go by the way normally people think, and therefore their vegetables are pater, v'azera chai v'trumas maestros. But the seeds, the kernels, are obligated in trumas and maestros. Lachachas. A tiltan, which is a type of herb, afish in ocha adam kishi yikshu, even though someone doesn't eat it when it gets hard, hold rov adam ochel osam b'tchilasan, since most people do eat it when it's early on in its growth, harein chayav and truma meiser, it would still be chayav and truma and meiser. Alachates, beilup truma and truma and meiser. Okay, so these things, this is what's pater from truma meiser in terms of overall produce. Leket shecha peya, that paired for olos. Okay, so all the matnos aniyim, all the gifts given to the poor are pater. Afilu lahem in mehen keri. Even if there is, even if the ani collects them in a pile. Then asa mehen goren besadeh, right? If I made a storage area in my field, hukvu lemaisros, mafesh ben truma maisros. Then truma maisros would still apply. Avim asa goren be'ir p'turim. But if I made the storage area in the city, I'm pater. Sherei kol yish lahen, shakol yodin shen leka d'shecha peya. Because it's known, everyone knows that if I'm storing it over there in the city, that all the stuff in that storage unit is for leket shecha and peah. Halacha yud, a leket v'shecha v'peah shall akum chayim trumas meisros. Okay, so I must separate truma meiser from any matnos aniyim collected from non-Jews. Elaim ken hefker, unless he decided that they had no bialus, no ownership. V'chein atzvuah v'azesim, so to grain and olives shlo heviu shlish, that a third of them that haven't reached me a third of their growth. Truma Truman and Meiser. So those are part of Truma Meiser. Uminayu dea kol shezora umitzameches biyadua shevia shlish. So how do we know this idea? How do we know when it's actually reached a third of its growth? Okay. Avar vehifrish mitzvua vizisim shalo heviu shlish and a truma. Okay. His answer is it's known. Okay. It's a funny answer. He's saying, how do you know when it's reached a third? It's known. Okay. But let's say I went ahead and was mafrish Truma Meiser from, let's say, olives and grain that did not reach a third of the growth, that's not actually considered truma. Okay, it lacks the property of being truma. Alachid alef. B'chein a hefker. Oh, yeah, Ron, go ahead.
It's like a shecha and peah and akum.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's interesting. So because they're nochiyav, right? So
yeah.
It's not really halachic leket shecha and peah. He's just using that terminology. I think what he means is that, let's say, a guy just left stuff for the poor to take. In other words, it's not really, it can't be halachic leket shecha and peah because there's no chiyuv on them. You know what I mean?
And a guy who owns land in Eretz Israel has to give truma some maestros?
No.
Okay, no, so.
But let's say he had the land and let's say he just left stuff in his field. Oh, you mean, right. So because it's still considered produce from Eretz Yisrael. He's not chaya because there's no mechanism for the chiyuv to attach itself to him. But remember the Rambam says early on in Perek Aleph, but the Kedusha still is there. So why wouldn't the Kedusha still apply when then he didn't pick it up? You know what I mean?
Well, do Aniyim have to give Trumas and Maisos from Lekat Shechan Peah?
So it seems like they, good question, because he only says this by the case of the guy. I was wondering that when I was preparing this. I got to look into that to see if they're chayiv that, because it didn't seem like the way Matnos Aniyim, they're chayiv. Good question. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, halachit alf. V'chena hefker. So remember, one of the qualifications the Rambam says in the beginning of the parak is that it has to have bilus. So if I make my produce ownerless, patim nitrum and maisros, I'm not chayiv nitrum and maiser. V'afilif kiru akum lo. Even if it's declared a hefker by non-Jew. Aval hazareya sada hefker, but if I plant crops in a field where the field is hefker, I'm chayiv nitrum and maisros. I would be chayiv nitrum and maiser, because again, it's on the produce, not in the field. Now, hifgir kama, let's say I was mafgir, I made ownerless standing grain, the zachaba, right? And then I take possession of it, right? Or let's say it was made hefgir and I take possession of it, the avar, the hifgir shemen, a truma, but then I went ahead and separated truma from it, even though I don't have to, hariz a truma, it's still considered a truma. Avalim hifgir shibolim, but let's say I was mafgir, like sheaves of grain, okay, the zachabahen, and then someone else came along and got them, the avar, the hifgir shemen, truma, ain't a truma. He went ahead and was mafish shumah from there. There, by the shivolim, would not be considered shumah. V'chein kol mafish midavar sheino chayv shumah in a shumah. In general, the general principle is, it's very important, if I'm mafish from something that's not chayv in shumah, it's not considered shumah. V'chein ma'isor, so it applies to ma'isor as well. Dvarn she'in derech ro b'nei adam lezoron beginos v'sados. And also, things that normally people, the most people, would not plant in their gardens and fields. Ela cheskasam in a hefker. Rather, it's assumed that they are ownerless, patur min shum min ha-maisros, that would be patur min shum min ha-maisros, could go in a shum bal bechi, right? So you have this garlic that made people cry. Batsal shal rechba, a certain type of onion, grisa kalkali, adashim, ha-mitzios, chiyotze behen. We've seen some of these before. These are things that that kind of grow in the wild and people would not be makbid on, so we assume that they are hefker. Halachid gimel. Nisar davar shechayv shum davar shein chayv. Okay, famous case. Let's say something that's chayv in truma is mixed up with something that's not chayv in truma. Could go in zeise nikov, shenisarv, zeise masek, the inve olos, the inve batzir. So whatever, different kinds of grapes, different kinds of olives. Im yishlo peros acheros, if I have other fruits, motzi al chayv lefi chashma. But what I do, I would take, so to speak, from the obligated one according to some sort of chashma. Im einlo, all right, if I don't have any other fruits, ela elo, except for these only, mafresh truma utrumas meiser alakol. I would still be mafresh truma utrumas meiser on the entire mixture, even though I know some of it is not chayv and truma. Ukilo akol chayv and truma, but I treat it as if the whole thing is chayv and truma. So if I have other fruits, I can sort of just do an overall assessment and be mafresh from that. That's the cheshbon. But if I only have these fruits and nothing else, then I treat the whole thing as if it's chayv and truma meiser. Mafresh meiser rishon v'sheni lefi cheshbon davar chiyah. But and then I would be mafresh the meiser rishon v'sheni. Okay, remember meiser rishon for the levi, meiser sheni. That you do when you bring to Yerushalayim, that I would do basically from what is chayiv in the truma meiser. Alach yedala truma lekohen. Okay, now when it comes to giving the truma goes to the kohen. Bein Torah bein tmeya. Even if the kohen's tameh, he still gets truma. I feel nitma hadagan or tirosh kulo kodem shiafresh. Even if the grain, okay, or the oil, excuse me, the wine became tameh prior to separating it out. Harei zechayiv lahafresh shemeno truma betuma. The litna lakon, you still have to mafresh this truma, which is not pure. It's in a state of tuma. The litna lakon to give it to the kohen shenira, but nina sati lachas mishmeres shemusaya chas tahora v'achas tmeah. Meaning, it doesn't matter what the status of the truma is. If it's tahora tame, it must go to the kohen. Hatahora ne'achal sakohanim. So the tahora, it can be eaten by the kohen. Tatmeah yehenu b'sreifasa. So they can burn it and then benefit from the burning of it. If it was oil, they can light it. If it were wheat or grains, so what do we use it for? We use it to fire up the furnace, the oven. So too, trumas meiser. Remember, that's taken from the truma. After you take the truma gedola, then you take trumas meiser. If it becomes tamei or nitma hameiser or the meiser itself, same halacha as before. So anyone separates that trumas gedola, trumas meiser, mivarech kodem shiafresh. So you make the bracha before you do the hafrasha. Just like we do by any other mitzvah, we always make the bracha over la'asiyasa. Finally, we should never, ever, ever take truma from Eretz Yisrael to the U.S., even if it's Tameh. They may be in Truma b'chutz la'aretz la'aretz, and we don't bring Truma from America, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael. Then maybe, and if we did, lo sokal, we can't eat it because it's considered Tameh. It's a different kind of Tumah we'll get to that takes place once it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, but there is an automatic Tumah that applies. Lo tisarek, we can't burn it either. Shlo yomer ra'inu Truma shalom nisrefes. Lo tachzor l'chutz la'aretz, and we can't return it back to chutz la'aretz. Shema yomer motzin Truma l'chutz la'aretz, because people might say, look, the guy's taking Truma to chutz la'aretz. What do we do then? We leave it until it actually gets a full, complete type of tumah. O ach yavo ere pesach, or until ere pesach comes, because it's dagan. Im haisa chametz v'tisaret, if it were chametz, and then we were burning at that point in time. That finishes Parak Beis. We'll pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.